Welcome to Fight Back with Dr. Bob Petrakis. Speak out on the issues that affect your life each and every day, from war to recession to racism. The views of this program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of the new 1580 WBKO. And now, your host, Dr. Bob Petrakis.
Hello, Dr. Bob Petrakis, live in the studio on Fight Back, 821-0000, the number to call, 821-40s. Oh, there's my keys. I got it on my papers. Okay. You can tell that's live in the studio. A lot of things happening out there in the world. And this public affairs show brought to you by the new WVKO. Now, a lot of things are happening. Let's recall, with this election coming up, that article that appeared in most newspapers in Ohio back around March 2nd. State tries to allay fears on voting machine security. You recall this article, very important one. Some county election officials are raising security concerns about a state requirement regarding new electronic touchscreen voting machines from Diebold. Note their Diebold machines and not the ES&S machines. The state says those worries are unfounded. And note they didn't tell you what the worries are yet. You know, it's sort of a mainstream corporate approach. At issue are the access cards needed to activate the Diebold machine that will be used in 47 of Ohio's 88 counties. So more than half the counties. You remember, this is the best-in-the-nation deal negotiated by J. Kenneth Heckwell. And remember, he held stock in the company as well. He just claims he didn't know it. You know how those multimillionaires are. They don't know what's in their portfolio. Other thing to remember is that the Heckwell stocks were individual stock buys. They weren't, like, lumped into large money markets. So Secretary of State J. Kenneth Blackwell last week issued a directive to the counties, and this isn't law, this is him, I'm in charge, requiring them to send their access cards to his office before the primary so the security codes can be changed or programmed. It's another word for change. Let's use the term program. Ooh, what do the access cards do? Oh, they give you access to the voting machine, so you can program them. If you have access, these machines have hard drives on them. So then when you put in the memory stick, you get execution. The hard drive can tell the memory stick if there's a pre-program in them, which is easy enough to do. It tells them what vote to report. So think about this. The man running for governor demands all the access cards that program the e-voting computer machines. In a normal society, there would be riots. Blackwell would be drugged from his office and tried as a criminal. But here in Ohio, it's like, ooh, good thing he's protecting the access cards. You know how that Dave from Gahanna is. Oh, he's a saint. Blackwell's a saint and likes the Bush boys. Well, well, well. Good thing he's protecting the machines. Some officials are concerned about shipping costs and whether there could be a security risk. Let me think about this. You're sending the access cards to programmable computers through the mail, unsecure, to the guy running for the election. Oh, is that a security problem or not? Of course, it's a security problem. Just like when they hired so-called, quote, rovers to pick the memory cards up in Toledo. And one included the Republican candidate for mayor, and those guys disappeared for hours, and then the weird vote totals came in for the Reform Ohio Now initiatives. So, is there a security risk? Here is, of course, Van Wert County, which is a Republican county. So the director there, Linda Stoltz, no doubt appointed by the Republican Party, quote, "I just feel very strongly there's a problem here," end quote. And there is a problem here. Blackwell spokesman James Lee says it's less expensive and more secure for Blackwell's office to update the cards instead of having each county handle the work, and that a password needed to use the cards will be sent separately and securely to each county board, which Blackwell will know. He'll know the access code because he's programming it, and as a result of that, can program the results of the election. This is crazy. The reason you keep them separate in all 88 counties is so no candidate up for election can have access to all 47 of these access cards that program the computers, that give access to the computers, to the hard drive that these machines have in them, so they can't communicate and be pre-programmed to direct information to the memory sticks. This is absurd. Only in America would a private partisan company, Diebold, that works directly for President Bush, directly for President Bush, and I mean that its CEO until he was forced to resign, Wally O'Dell, one of the president's Ranger and Pioneer team members, raised $200,000 for the president, visited the Crawford Ranch. Blackwell, the co-chair of Bush-Cheney re-election, what's he do? He brings Diebold in, and then he demands all the access cards, the security cards, the ones that give you access to the machines, to pre-program them. Lee said voters should not have any security concerns about the new directive, noting that signatures for shipment will be required and that the access cards will be useless without the new passwords. Who has the new passwords to have access to the voting machines? J. Kenneth Blackwell. So, what is going on? What is going on out there? As we look, other things that happened. You may have seen this issued on April 10th. The Bushevics in the Bushevik White House, they directly linked in 2002, there was a phone jamming effort in New Hampshire. That is the get out the vote effort in New Hampshire.